Coyotes Are Us podcast featuring Leonidas Miller and Divvy Up.
Because you know I'm a nice guy. You know I'm a nice guy.
I like stirring that pot.
You know, if you DEI, you might die.
I mean, the blatant just disregard for life. Ain't none of y'all going to save my big ass. Y'all can't even carry me.
Look who it is.
Oh, Coyotes Are Us. How you doing,
what's
buddy?
What's up?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, man. So, hey, everybody out there. This is the official Coyotes Are Us podcast with myself, Divvy Up, and
Leonidas Miller.
And you can find me pretty much everywhere at Divvy Up or at Devin Visuals.
And you can find me almost everywhere as Leonidas _ Miller. On TikTok, it's Leonidas _ Miller 1. But on Instagram and Twitch, it's just Leonidas _ Miller.
You can definitely find him. You can definitely find
just
him.
A little bit. Just a little bit. It's the beard.
I'm a little behind the wave, but you can definitely find this man. He's out there keeping y'all accountable. That's what he does.
I'm doing my best. Y'all need some accountability in your lives.
So, yeah. So Leo and I here have been friends for about 21. I think we're coming up on 21 years, if I'm not mistaken.
That is correct.
And, yeah, so, man, it's been a long 21
long
years, man. We can drink. Our collective baby of friendship can drink, brother. So, cheers to that. I got a little something right here.
Salute, brother.
I'm going to pour me up a little bit more, actually. You know, I kind of drank a little before the show, you know what I mean?
Ooh, got to, man. Got to warm the – it's cold and rainy outside. Got to – warm the chest up. What you drinking on tonight?
I'm actually drinking on the House of the Dragon Cabernet Sauvignon, or a cab, as the cool kids call it. A little red wine. No big deal. I didn't have any liquor here. Right. Not that I'm a big drinker anyway.
Hey, I do. A good whiskey goes back. Bullet Bourbon. So, yeah, just on the rocks tonight. I didn't want to go get any soda.
Oh yeah.
We just doing it on the rocks. It's good.
Well, yeah, man, it's good to see you. It's great to get this podcast off the ground again. We are going Absolutely. To be Coyotes Are Us crew for short, CRU. And you can find this at YodiCast at crew, and we'll make sure we tag all the socials at the end of this, and so you guys can find us. And yeah, man, this is gonna be fun. We have great conversations on the phone, and we decided that the world needed to hear this. And then, of course, you know that you go viral a solid couple times a week.
I try my best, man. I try my best. I like going viral. I like stirring that pot, you know. Never would have thought it. You know, holding people accountable and just calling people out for the nonsense would make people go nuts the way they do.
And I think the nonsense is what we're going to focus on here, actually. Let's jump right into this, and let's get to our first deal of the day here. And all so, right. The big news this week has been those California wildfires, and I think even taking over the headlines of just that devastation has been the fire chief, the deputy chief, and I think like the captain. They're all our favorite three letters, D-I-E. Wait.
Die.
Oh, I'm sorry.
D-E-I, bro. D-E-I.
Man, I was thinking about that upper room. The upper room. What do you know about that upper room? With Jesus. What do you know about that upper room, man?
I don't know anything about it.
Would that be a Freudian slip? My bad. I don't know what kind of slip that would be. But in this instance, would you say that, if you DEI, you might die in a fire situation?
I'm just saying. I mean, you might not die, but everybody else is.
So tell me, what do you think of the comments that I want to say it was either the captain or the chief or the deputy chief said about how if she finds you in a fire, a man specifically, if she finds your husband in a fire and you can't carry him out, and her response to that was, well, if I find your husband in a fire, he got himself in the bat in a wrong situation. What do you think about that there, Leo?
Fire that ass. Fire that ass. That is... there's at no point. Like, your job is to protect people. Point blank, end of discussion. That's what you're hired for. You want... This is what happens when you hire unqualified people. People, you hire them for the wrong reasons, and this is what you get. I mean, the blatant just disregard for life. Like, how are you not been fired? Matter of fact, how have you not just been outcasted?
But is she wrong? I mean, she said in that same interview, she said that you are comforted by somebody that looks like you. And man, she looks a lot like you. She doesn't have the beard, but she looks a lot like you. You wouldn't be comforted by that fact?
No. I don't need anyone to look like me. I need someone to do the damn job. Just do the job. That's what I need. I need you to do the job. I need you to say, see, this is what reminds me of, like, when I was in the Navy and they were like, hey, what are you going to do? Like, if we go down, what are you going to do? I said, I'm taking my butt. I'm taking my ass to the ship. My getaway little raft. They're like, you ain't going to save anybody? I'm like, ain't none of y'all going to save my big ass. Y'all can't even carry me. If I get hurt, I'm done. Like, nah, I'm good. I want to live. I want to live.
So this wasn't actually scheduled to talk about, but that right there actually reminds me of a story you told me about some heavy furniture on a ship that you were asked to move. Why don't you grace us with that fun story real
quick? All right. Look, So me being a big dude, when I was in the Navy, and I was in IT, right? So I'm working with computers. Imagine what most ITs look like. They don't look like me. And so they always wanted me to move heavy stuff. So I sat there just doing my thing. And all of a sudden they were like, hey, we need this big printer moved. And this is one of these old 1980 printers, big old like 80 pound, just awkwardly huge things. And they picked these two female sailors to go and move it. And you go, hey, and they didn't know what it was. They just knew they needed to move a printer. They didn't know which one it was. And I looked around at the guys. I said, guys, y'all know what printer that is, right? And they're like, nah. I said, it's the one in room such and such. Like, the old big one? I was like, yeah. I said, how much y'all want to bet when they're going to come back down here in 5 minutes and they're going to tell me to go move it? I know it. Sure enough, 5 minutes later, chief, we can't move it. All of a sudden it was IT2 Miller. Hey, go move the printer. And I said, I said, chief, this is how this is going to work. We're all sailors here. We all get paid the same amount based on our rank and time. Okay. Either pay me double because two sailors went to go get this thing. So if two of them can't do it and I got to do the job of two sailors, pay me double or they need to find a way. And I said this in front of the entire shop. Chief looked at me and went, touche, Miller. Shipmates, find a way.
Yeah, I mean,
sure enough, they found a way. I don't know how they did it, but they did it.
Hey, and you know, it's funny because at my work, it's the same. I get called to fix people's problems all the time at work, and I tell them, hey, man, you get paid the same as me. So
right.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I make him a deal because, you know, I'm a nice guy. You know I'm a nice guy. I say, look, I'll supervise you and coach you through it. I say, well, I ain't doing it. You know what I mean? Because you make the same as me.
Right.
So
right.
Daddy ain't doing it.
Equally, you get paid equally, I'm going to need you to do this work.
Hey, and see, you do this work. We believe in equality.
I'm all about equality. You get paid to pay the same amount as me to do the same job as me. Go do the same job as me. No,
absolutely.
That's it. That's fine.
Redirecting back onto those wildfires. So you and I are Coast Boys, and
yes, sir.
Mississippi Gulf Coast Boys.
Biloxi, Mississippi. Yeah,
of course, Biloxi, Mississippi. You know,
on the Gulf of America,
the greater Point to the Bay area, right? We represent the Point to the Bay. You remember that on the radio back in the day, the Point to the Bay?
Yeah.
We've been through some hurricanes, you and I. as well as the rest of the Gulf Coast. And I find it quite interesting. So the Carolinas got destroyed by a hurricane. The Appalachians and all that got destroyed by a hurricane this past year. And they got $750 loan. And it looks like Hollywood has somehow finagled them way their way into 100% reimbursement cost for the next 6 months. So what do we think happened there? Do we think that maybe when they went back into their houses that were burning, they saved all the Epstein and the Diddy evidence? I mean, what do we think happened there?
They must have saved something. Hey, hell yeah. They must have saved something. But it's just another prime example of that classism. You know, the elites, they're going to get it. That's why I hate when people are arguing. These goobers, they're out there. They're not the same as us. Bunch of celebrities, multimillionaires talking about my poor house. They got seven other houses meanwhile, and they're going to get fully reimbursed for it. Meanwhile, average Joes like us making 60, 70K a year, lose everything in a freak of nature, you know, hurricane, and here's $750.
Yeah.
Huh? They all these celebrities online crying. Shut up. We are not the same. But they're going to get it because that's all their buddies. All their buddies are the ones that run all that stuff.
So what this does is it also does reimburse the little people out there as well. So, I have all empathy, and I'm glad that they're getting it reimbursed, but it doesn't make sense that you treat one disaster differently in a poor area with no elites, and somehow you get 100% reimbursement for an area where a lot of people have the resources out there to go ahead and rebuild themselves. And to me, I really think that the insurance companies that dropped all those coverages should be on the hook for this. That's who, not the American taxpayer. The insurance 100%. Companies who saw this coming and ripped the insurance coverage away, those are the ones that got to be on the hook for this, right?
Yep, should be. But, you know, they're buddies with all the politicians, so they're not really going to be held liable. Same thing. Unfortunately, it's the same thing that happened down here. All the big-time insurance companies have moved out. If you look on, like, Realtor.com, any place, Zillow and whatnot, look at all the houses for sale in the Slidell, East New Orleans area. Everyone's trying to sell everything because they can't afford the insurance. Because all the smaller companies came in, insurance skyrockets. This is why people are all having to move out, find cheaper places to live because they can't afford it. So, yep. And what's going on with this, what's happened is because of that, that's why everyone's insurance is skyrocketing. Me owning two homes. The insurance is skyrocketing because these companies are trying to make their money back that they've had to lose. Even though people might spend, you know, thousands of dollars a year on insurance, never use it for 30 years, and then now need to use it, and you're going to, instead of just paying it after the billions of dollars you made, you know, you're going to be goobers and make all of us pay for it.
Yeah, I'm pretty convinced that it may not have been Mother Nature that started that fire. I think that they were targeting the Diddy tapes.
I think so. They're trying to get rid of that evidence.
That's going
to
be my take on that.
Look, I'm not the biggest conspiracy theorist, but I can say this. Like, some things just start lining up too nicely to not think about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can bring in a conspiracy from time to time. That's one of them.
I mean, January 20th is right around the corner, and you know that date, we're supposed to get some keen insight on some Epstein and some Diddy tapes and some JFK stuff and some alien stuff. So, you know, who knows? I mean,
and maybe I'm wrong, but isn't the dry season for wildfires there in summertime? Am I wrong about that?
Well, yes and no. It depends on if it snows. So California doesn't get a lot of snow. Northern California, yeah, but if it doesn't snow, it's also dry. Obviously, things die in the wintertime, so yeah. But anyway, we're gonna move on to some global news. Global news, and we're gonna call this "Getting Global." So,
getting global, I like it.
For all us gamers out there, How is it that we're going to get two more states before Grand Theft Auto 6? How's that going to happen? We got Trump saying he's buying Canada, or he's absorbing Canada, I'm sorry, and he's buying Greenland. What do you think about that?
I'm all for it. I'm all for it. You know what? Because here's the thing. Here's the thing. We already pretty much fund most of them anyway. Okay, without us, they don't exist. I've said this about plenty of places. Majority of these countries, they wouldn't be countries anymore. They would be Russia and China if it wasn't for the good old U.S. of A. And you've heard me say it in the past. I've even been stationed overseas. And I'd even say, pull everyone home. Bring everybody home. Close down all the bases. Do all that. Let's see how long people last.
Well, it's something that a lot of people probably haven't considered, right? Is that, do you see a South African base anywhere in the U.S.? Do you see a Chinese base anywhere in, I don't know, Canada? Do you see a Russian base in Guatemala? We have bases everywhere.
Yeah.
No other country really has bases like that in all these countries. They have embassies. A lot of places have embassies.
Right.
We got actual military bases. Now, we've closed a lot of them in the last few years, but we have a global base presence. So,
yeah. Because everyone counts on us. Everyone hates us because they ain't us.
Canada's an interesting one because, again, like you said, and like Trump said, by the way, we buy their goods at a loss. Don't need them. Most of the stuff that we get from them, we buy at a loss. And it's, you know, to keep up diplomatic relations to our northern neighbor. Why not absorb them? And for that matter, why not Mexico? Both. Why not both? Instead of this wall bullshit, because I love my Mexicans. Hey, Puerto Rican, but I'm not one of those Puerto Ricans. Okay? Mamacita.
I mean, we are North America. Like, we are North America.
There you go.
You know what I mean? Like, we are North America. Yeah. Hey, I'm all for it. Look, you know what? Do we need to make them states? Probably not. Do I like getting everybody in an uproar to talk about it? Sure. I do.
I think Greenland's strategic, though. I think the Greenland one is more strategic than the Canada one. Because we're not really threatened. I guess you could say Russia from Canada, but whatever. Greenland is the more strategic one for minerals, for mineral rights. Because they have the same minerals that China has that they mine for all the electronics. Greenland has it by the shitload. So I think that's the strategic position we're trying to take is we want to start making that stuff. And I think that's why the bid for Greenland is actually more real than people might believe.
If it can be done, it can be done. It's always about resources. That's what everything, I mean, even the war in Ukraine, it's all about resources. So nothing new here. Nothing new at all.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what I am looking forward to, though. I'm looking forward to the next time that I'm back on the coast, that I will no longer be swimming in the Gulf of Mexico. Where am I going to be swimming at, brother?
Good old Gulf of America.
Gulf of America.
Might as well. Gulf of America.
I can't
America.
Wait. I will officially be from the American Gulf Coast. Ugh.
That's where. Yeah.
Man, that's bless you.
Oh man. The American Gulf Coast. Love it. America.
Fuck yeah.
Back to save the motherfucking day now.
So I guess the only other thing that has in that global news that people have been up in arms about, you and I, we know it's a racket, bro. But
it is. It is.
How about Obama and Trump yucking it up at old Jimmy Carter's funeral?
And you see the vice president just mean mugging.
And then mean mugging her in the back, by the way. What a great... I mean, good God. I was looking at Obama while he watched her sit down. And I tell you, sir, if he didn't have the, you ain't shit eyes.
Dog, two people who supposedly hate each other. And like I said, we already know the political game. These are all friends. They do this to keep us all divided, you know, and at war with each other. They're best buds. They're smoking cigars, drinking, and golfing together on weekends and whatnot. But man, it was just so great. It's like when you get to see it, you know? You just see the video of it, like, they buddies, talk that shit, they buddies.
Yeah, I mean, Obama's net worth has grown an exponential amount, as does any person who pretty much goes into a high position in Congress, or any, you know, if you become the commander-in-chief, or if you become a House of Representatives, you know, speaker, majority speaker, or senator, your net worth is going up, because you got all the insider trading. And you're only ones that get to do it. We don't get to do it. So, you know, like,
Martha Stewart paid the cost because she was outdoing everybody.
Of course. And
hold on now, Martha. You can't outdo all of us.
You know? And what I find funny is that she had the same thing going on as a Nancy Pelosi. The only difference was, she actually had her accountant or her stockbroker doing these deals when she got the tips. Nancy Pelosi just uses her husband. He's one of the foremost traders in the world. She just uses her husband. She says, hey, hubby, I got a hot tip on NVIDIA. Make sure you grab that in bulk.
Gotta love it. And just.
So, Leo.
Yeah.
Somebody's back on the market, buddy.
Ooh, man, my childhood crush. And I had this conversation. I had this conversation with a girl a couple weeks ago. She was like, "Who was your childhood crushes? Like, who's your present day celebrity crushes? Who's your childhood?" And Jessica Alba was one of the three. Good old Jessica Alba. Oh, old Dark Angel. Lived in Biloxi for a little bit.
So Jessica Alba and I have a nice little crossover. So when I moved to the coast in 1996, she was just leaving. We had about a 3-month crossover from her living here. And so we basically dated for 3 months is how I put it. But, you know, I mean, she was the crush, brother. So back in the day, and probably today, probably young kids today too, I don't do it as much anymore. But back in the day, I had a notebook of my top 10, my notebook went to 50. I had my top 50 crushes, and you had a shit ton of squiggles.
You got too much time, bro. You got too much time on your hands as a kid, bro. What the world,
bro? That's not true, man. When you were out 50? There, playing, when they, I you had were out
three,
there,
bro. I had like three, maybe four,
dude.
Maybe four.
I love women, man. I'm sorry you like men. I love women.
There you go. There you go. Look, I can admit when a dude's a good-looking dude, okay? Right?
You look in the mirror every day.
I mean, look, I try to embody what a masculine man looks like. You know what I mean? So what did Brad say when we was at the thing in Dallas, the anime convention?
Yeah.
And he was like, "Bruh, I know the problem here." And I was like, "What?" He goes, "You got too much damn masculinity just oozing out of you. Like, you don't look like you belong here."
Oh, yeah. Hell, yeah. So, everybody's childhood crush. Everybody's number one. And if she's not your number one, by the way, you're lying to yourself. I mean, get the fuck over yourself.
I don't know.
Everyone's number one crush is back on the market. And right on cue, the absurd defenses. Without even any source material. Go ahead and go in on the absurdities of what you're seeing from these people.
It's just like
Jessica Alba left her man.
Straight up just projection of everyone else's own insecurities and nonsense. That's all it is. Just projecting. It must have been this. Relax. Chill. Take a chill. Not everyone is an abuser. Not everybody is a cheater. Not everybody. Okay. You don't know what's going on. Oh, you know, could come out. She fell in love with her jujitsu instructor. You know what I mean?
Damn, Tom Brady caught a stray there.
Woo!
Well, neither of us like the Buccaneers, so.
Yeah.
I don't mind that stray. You shoot that stray any day.
That's right. That's right. So, yeah, it's just absurd. It's everyone trying to jump on the wagon before anything comes out so they can have like a gotcha moment. That's what really sucks about all this. It's all about a gotcha moment. Like, I'm all about marriage, and I think the only reason you should get divorced is if you were being abused or if there's adultery. You know, otherwise, it's a sad day when people get divorced. Now, hopefully nothing bad comes out and they just grew apart, which that would suck, but
yeah,
I'm not going to just make assumptions just because, this is what happened.
Yeah, dude, I've seen everybody call Cash Warren everything from an abuser to a walking red flag. And their evidence is he had his hand on her neck during a red carpet photo op and shit. That's what I see circulating. That's your evidence. And by the way, that is what passes as evidence these days. Isn't that great? Yeah.
You know what's sad? You know, and how many women I've been, and because I am a large dude. We're both large men. You know how many women love the fact if I would just grab them like that, and as we're like walking and whatnot, kind of like
leading them?
I've had women tell me like, I love when you do that. And then it's like, but if people see you doing that, they want to try to label you, red flag. Like, y'all got to quit.
Look, man.
Bunch of these bitter, hurt-ass women.
These hands are gigantic. And look, I already know the comments. If we get the comments, they'll be like, you're a fatty. Hey. Like Bruce says, don't let that big weight fool you. I'll break you back in three places. Okay?
In three different ways.
I'll break your back in three places. In the bedroom, the kitchen, and the bathroom floor. You know what I'm saying? I will break your back in three places. These hands, tell you what, man. When I grab a girl's neck,
you got over there.
I catch it.
Big ass sausage ass hands.
Yeah, I do got a saucy. Man, I don't know, man.
You ain't got the knuckle sandwich. You got hamburgers.
Bruh, it's just a great hambino, brother. Like, just two hammers. You know, and it's not even metal hammers. It's like those vulcanized rubber hammers. That's what my fists are. They hurt like a motherfucker,
big
but they come with
mallets.
A fat smack. They hurt. They come
mallets.
With a fat smack. Know what I mean? I don't take shit from these videos that these girls are talking about. And they just don't want their hero, their billionaire. Yeah, and by the way, how do you think she became a billionaire? He was a businessman. He's not an actor. He was a businessman that helped her become a billionaire. He gonna get broke off. It's gonna be one of those great stories that women are gonna hate against. And that's why the pile-on is coming. Is because they know like how old Adele had to pay out the hubby because he was just a regular
guy. They don't
guy.
Like it when it's on them, man. They don't like
they
that
hate
shit.
It, brother. They hate it, bro. Absolutely.
That equality. The thing about equality is people only want equality when it benefits.
Oh, yeah.
And it is not benefiting you. Do not care. Oh, wow.
All right.
Well, that probably leads us into this next topic over here.
Oh, go for it.
The chicks with icks.
Oh, yeah. Hey,
fucking,
man.
This idea of icks. I hate saying it. I say this in videos, and I hate using it, but it's like you have to use language that people understand. And it's these. Icks. Everything is an ick. And then the whole time, everyone's like, oh my God, like, dating sucks. Dating sucks because you think that there's some type of, like, perfect person who's never going to have anything wrong with them. Oh, it's an ick. It's an ick. Everything's an ick. Like, sweetheart, you're an ick. Okay? My guy, you're an ick. Using icks. Y'all got the icks. Ugh.
Oh, what... People are wondering why he brought that up so suddenly. I'm going to let you know. Yeah, chicks with icks, man. That's going to be a running theme on this bad boy. And this week, man, we saw it go viral. The big one that went viral this week is with chicks with icks is response time. And you guys are going to get a little sick of this probably, but We're going to try to make it as entertaining as possible because it all comes down to the same thing. Leo, would you like to educate people on response time ick and what are the merits of that? And when does it apply?
It only applies when someone, when a chick don't like you. When a woman doesn't like you, every little thing you do is going to give her an ick. Every little thing's going to do that. Because trust me, we see it time and time again. How many, I tell people this all the time. Me and Divi are actually friends with women. And you sit there and have conversations with these women who are our friends, platonic friends, and listen to them talk about the dudes they don't like, but then talk about the guys they do like. And the dudes they don't like, they give them the ick. I'm like, this dude does all the stuff you're wanting them to do, and it gives you ugh. But then this dude don't do a damn thing, and you're moist as can be. Like, it's
moisture level above required.
God, moisture level 1,000. You know what I mean? Just what? What are you talking about?
Yeah,
and yeah. It's the thing is it doesn't matter if you text back fast. It doesn't matter if you text back 3 hours from now or 3 days from now. When a woman likes you, she likes you. Point blank. How many dudes? Divi, you've probably done this. I've actually did this. Started not responding. And it's because I'm not interested.
Of course.
And, oh, they're game. They start responding like it's nothing. But then actually be interested in someone who actually you want to, like, text. You text back a little too quick, and all of a sudden it's like, no, yeah. But then they wonder, you know. They all wonder.
Yeah, even, again, we're going, I'm stepping into the visual medium here. Usually I'm a behind-the-camera guy, as, you know, those who know me know. You know, 12 years in the film industry, music videos and all that good stuff, before I decided to give that shit up and concentrate on golf as the great Chubbs Peterson advised, one Happy Gilmore, give that shit up and concentrate on golf. So look, man, I was an offered scholarship soccer player back when I was younger.
Sorry.
Great looking man. Pretty man. Some might even call it pretty man. And then along the way, the weight got me, you know? But man, I had talent and I'm funny. So when I tell you stories about how I pulled a chick or I've ignored a chick, that it's the same. It's the same with a hottie like Mr. Leo here, okay? And he's been down the journey I've been down, okay? In reverse. You know, he had to start out as funny and fat. I'm funny and fat now. You know what I mean? But it's the same thing. If you pull women, it's all the same tricks. If they like you enough, if you ignore them or do anything that they would call an ick on anybody else, you got them. And I hate to play those games.
But think about it. It's a clear-cut sign that that person mentally just isn't healthy. That's all it comes down to. Like, this is why I talk about mental health in a lot of my videos. I'm talking about mental health. And if you are attracted to someone who isn't replying to you, something's wrong with you.
Of course.
Because, like, I've never been that way. A girl doesn't want to reply to me for 3 days. I forgot who you are. Like, you didn't chase me. Like, sweetheart, what?
No, yeah, I got a great, I don't know who it was. It may even have been you, or it might have been my buddy Ray back in the day. But I remember that I had several, like, long responses to a girl one time. And you know how in text messages or in, you know, Messenger, all these different things, your texts are different colors, right? Or they go to one side or the other. And I went back one day with this girl. And I saw that I had to scroll up to see the last thing she said to me. That was the end of that shit.
Uh-huh.
And then I learned. But you got to learn. I learned that day. Because it wasn't a common occurrence. This is the first time it had ever happened to me that a girl just didn't respond at all. Mm-hmm. So it was a phenomenon to me. And when I saw that, I said, golly. I'm done with this. And so, fun little fact about that story is, She hit me up like 2 weeks later, like, hey, so just saw all this. Bull fucking shit.
Bullshit. You were that free validation for her. And she was ready. Wait a minute, where'd my free validation go, bro?
So I will give advice. And look, I'm not, this is nothing against women. Because the women these days that need validation are, I think, man, it's a sickness to me. And I don't mean that in a disparaging way, ladies. I love y'all. It's a sick, men too, by the way. Men that need validation, that seek validation, sickness. Sickness, right. Okay?
Right.
Like, it's with thoughts and prayers, like, right?
Think about it. We've been out with those dudes.
Of course.
And a lot of women go like, when are you going to talk about men, da, 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 da. And I'm like, bro, we do. We talk about men. Like, we sit out here and we've told friends. We're like, dude, stop. What are you doing?
Yeah, men do it
so
different.
Thirsty.
So women usually seek validation with their bodies, unfortunately. And if it's not with their bodies, it's what they got with their bodies, right? So a trip. Now, some of it's hard work, and I'm not talking about you women. You women, good job. Hard work, paid for it yourself, good job. I'm not talking about y'all. I'm talking about the validation they seek is usually with their bodies. The men I'm talking about that are seeking validation is usually with their money, right? It's usually something that they were able to buy. So, and, man, who the hell cares what you had to buy? Nobody. Nobody cares. That's why I don't like anybody's shit anymore. Like, I don't like anybody's shit because they take a like as a flirt, or they take a like as, isn't that the craziest?
I'd have had that explained to me. I had to have that explained to me by a woman. It was like, oh, these women are flirting with you. I was like, all they did was like my stuff. Like, what are you talking about? Like, no. That's what liking someone's stuff meant. I'm like, when did that happen? You know what I'm saying? Like, when did that happen? Like, I just like your stuff. Like, it.
You could say it.
And it's like when we had, it's like I told you not too long ago, a while back, you know, quote unquote friend, you know, likes all of our stuff, whatever. And, you know, she was newly single. And of course, you know how that goes, right? When people get in relationships, they can't have friends of the opposite gender anymore, you know? And she was single and she was complaining about, you know, all her friends are like, relationships, they're married, they got kids, and she's like the solo dolo childless person. I was like, hey, you know what? I get you going through some stuff. Like, yo, let's go grab lunch. Like, I'll take you to lunch. Like, let's go have some drinks. We'll have some lunch. Just do that. And then took that as, look, I'm fresh out of a relationship. I can't be in anything. And I was like, I thought we were friends. I can't even ask you to lunch. I take my friends out to lunch. We go out and grab lunch.
Of course, crab legs, baby.
I didn't say dinner. I said lunch. So you can't ask that. You can't like anything. What is it? What
hey,
are you?
Rest in peace, Ichiban, man. All you can eat sushi. I mean, rest in peace.
Right. I mean, rest yeah. in peace to Ichiban, man. So at the end of the day, icks are a bunch of bullshit. Look, when people like you, they like you. All right? If you're confused about anything and whatnot, they don't like you. What you're doing, anything you're doing is not a problem. They just don't like you. So fuck the bullshit, be you, and you'll be good.
All right, so Leo.
Yes, sir.
I have your full attention here.
Full attention, buddy.
This week in entertainment, an incredible new show came to an end by the name of Landman. You might have heard of it. Billy Bob Thornton, Allie Larder, who we love from Varsity.
Allie Larder, the infamous whipped cream bikini. I don't think people understand the importance of Allie Larder. I don't think people do. It's the whipped cream bikini that went viral so many years ago.
What was that, 1998? If I want to.
Varsity Blues, baby.
Like that?
Good old Mox.
Yeah.
Now, it came to an end. I'm sad, you know. But they did. Two things I took from it was they did leave it open. Another season's coming, for sure. Well, three things. The second thing was, as I was watching it, I was thinking about something, and I was like, whatever happened? And then immediately I thought that shit that came into play.
Oh, are we spoiling? Yeah. What are we doing? I mean, I don't care.
Yeah. Oh, no. I was like, whatever happened to the cartel?
Oh.
And literally 60 seconds later, boom, Cartel's back in the game. I'm like, ah, thank you.
Which yeah, are you like me where you flick that remote up to see how much time is left? Because you're wondering. Okay. That's what I did. I flicked that remote up and there was like 10 minutes left. And I'm like, are we going to get any Cartel shit? It's coming to an end real quick.
I know. Like, what happened? Right. And so that was great. It was great. I enjoyed it. It left it open for obviously another season's coming. And then the third thing I haven't heard anyone talk about yet, but that is the fact that the next season of 1923.
You just stole my tag.
1923?
You son of a... I mean, I love your... I'm not going to say that. I love your family. Even though they're Notre Dame Golden Domer...
Hey, they're going to national shit, baby. They're going to the national final game.
Listen. That is what I got out of Land, man. Because, look, I like the season finale. I unfortunately thought that it was one of the weaker episodes of the 10. Don't kill me for it. It was a lot of BS in that episode, man. Like, it is a lot of crap. But I loved who came out to play. the reveal of the boss.
Oh, that was
pretty dope.
That was cool.
You want to spoil who that might be? A little, you know who that was?
Yeah. He was, I can't remember his name.
Andy?
But.
Garcia.
Yeah.
Andy Garcia.
That's it. I know the name once you said it.
The big villain.
I was shocked. I didn't know who that was going to be until he put that accent on. And then I was like, oh.
Yeah, the big villain from the, what are the dang heist movies, man? The Ocean's movie.
Ocean's 11, yeah.
Yeah, the big villain from the, I mean, he's in a lot of stuff, but that's what I love him in. I love him in that. I love that addition. I thought you needed somebody with more gravitas than the ponytail guy. And Garcia brings the gravitas. He's going to go toe-to-toe with, and we already saw, it's already set up.
Yeah.
He's going to be going toe-to-toe, deal for deal with Billy Bob Thornton in the next season. Can't wait for that. But you, son of a snail. That's what I'm going to go with. Son of a snail. 1923. I didn't even know it was getting a second season. I thought we were going to like 1960 something or something. Like, you know, another 40 years in the future. Cause this was 40 years. You had 1883, then you had 1923. So I thought the next step is that we were going to 1963. That's what I thought. No, right. Sir. No, sir. We're getting 1923. Harrison Ford. Part two. And I was so geeked out when that preview came on before the show started. Holy shit. Taylor Sheridan just dropped. You're not getting rid of the Paramount Plus subscription. You might as well say fucking eat the $7.99 because you're going to watch it. He's giving you something. He's overlapping you like crazy. What is it, starting February?
He just needs his own network. He just needs his own network.
At this point, I would pay to just watch his shit. And if you can guarantee me you're dropping something new, or at least two new things at the same time,
yeah,
I'll watch all his shit. I don't need the rest of that Paramount Plus crap.
It's the only shows I've been watching. It's the only ones I've been watching.
Yeah, I mean, it really is.
Although I did watch a new show that just came out, Primeval, America Primeval.
Really? Any good? I heard about it.
Pretty good. I enjoyed it.
Is it week to week?
No, whole series out. It's a mini series. Is it? Six episodes. Okay. Go check that
That's
out.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Yeah. Well, go check that out.
You know me though. I am an otaku. For anybody that doesn't know what an otaku, and it's huge out here these days, is I am an anime and manga fan. So, I have bad news, but good news, right? So, there is a crap ton of new anime coming out in the winter season, and it's not great. It's unfortunately not great. I've already gotten through about 12 first episodes, and I think I dropped 9 of them. It's not good, but there are some good ones out there, like the incredible web manga that became its own manga, and now it's Solo Leveling. Incredible season 2. That's out. I encourage anybody who's into that anime otaku culture, Solo Leveling is incredible. Dr. Stone, like season 4, that's out. That's good. And Apothecary Diaries, that was a sleeper for me the last season. I don't usually watch shows like that. I'm usually more action only. You know, gotta have fighting cool shit in it, you know? I'm a man. I think you were talking about yourself, but I exude masculinity, right? Do you not see these man boobs? They exude masculinity. I know they're hid behind a hoodie right now, but...
And I love that you go brawlers. And I love
that. I got no estrogen in these tits, baby. This is pure, pure.
And I love the brawlers look. I just...
This is just, I got testosterone titties, mo. Okay. Anyway, so yeah, I love otaku culture. A week winter season, unfortunately, but there's gonna be about there's gonna be about 4 shows to latch onto, and I'll do those in more detail. But you know, the big one, Solo Leveling. I had a great time watching that, and the reason I bring that up is to you because you started watching some anime finally. You know, little influence. Yeah. You know, little influence on you. Yeah.
And, I had to start watching a little bit. You know, I started watching a little bit. I think you started me off with Black Clover. And Black Clover and Donadon, which, you know, me and the granny got a...
And that's funny because you got introduced to 2 completely different kinds of anime, which is... And I mean that in runtime, right? So Black Clover is the old school version of long-running, week-to-week, never a break anime, and Donadon is the new age of we're gonna drop you 12 episodes and we might see you in 3 years. So you know, Donadon was great, but we may not see it for another 2-3 years, you know. Whereas Black Clover, what is it, like 157, 200 something episodes, and it's just, it was straight heat from episode 1 to the last episode. It ran consecutively with like very little breaks. So that's an interesting part of the culture that you're getting introduced to, is you're wondering where the hell are all the episodes at? Well, you're going to have to wait a couple years. So going to the gym, brother. Right. Keep going to the gym. I'm going to do the same. I know you go to the gym daily. I go to the gym called my house daily. And I lifted today. I'm sore as shit.
I took today off. Yesterday. It was my off day. So.
Oh, was it? So the last 2 days were not my off day. I'm sorer than dog shite. And yeah, but it's all good. You know, we're gonna keep on this train.
It's 2025, so we gotta stay focused, stay going to gym at least 3 to 5 times a week. Sometimes I do home workouts, and then sometimes I do I go to the gym. I do like going to the gym; it makes me feel a little more motivated. But you know, yeah. I got stuff.
I found works for me, and it's funny because a lot of the stuff we love is the same, and a lot of things and a lot of the ways that we are the same. But it's interesting when it comes to workouts, right, is you don't mind and it doesn't hinder you to drive a long way. You drive a pretty good distance at the gym every day.
20 minutes.
My gym is right down the street, and I found myself not going to it. But over Black Friday, I bought a weight set, and I do it every day.
Hell yeah.
So I say that to encourage people, right? Because we're getting on our fitness thing. I'm down, I think I'm down 47 pounds last I checked. Last time I was on the coast, I had all the girls over there like, wow, man, you looking kind of good. Well, appreciate you. Still fat, but appreciate you. You know, and I know you, man, you've been doing a great job, and you're one of my inspirations, just being my friend and encouraging me even though I slack off.
Appreciate it. You know, hey, look, we got to keep you... Keep motivating each other, you know, hold each other responsible. That's what, and accountable. That's what we do.
Yeah, we're not experts, but, nutrition, that's the big one, man. Gotta stop eating the bullshit. It's sugar-free everything, you know, unprocessed is best, but sugar-free everything, man. Prevent that cancer, because that's what's giving it to you. And I know, had it twice. so
two-time,
I know.
Two-time champ over here. We
got look, this is what I tell you. This is what I say about that, because I hate to get heavy here, but I'm going to. Just a tad, right? So when I was two years old, I can't blame that on anything. I don't know what the hell gave me cancer when I was 2, right? But when I was 36, 35, whenever that was that I had that, I think I'm almost 4 years now. Yeah. I gave that to myself, man. That cancer was growing in me for about 8 years. It was growing in me since my 20s. I gave it to myself with sugar. I gave myself diabetes type 2, and I don't have that anymore. A1C is great.
Good.
Perfect. You know, you got to cut the sugar. The fake sugar is not good either, but it's better than the alternative.
All about starting small, a little bit. Do a little small things at first.
But that's what I encourage people, man. When you cut that sugar out, it's a whole different ball game by the way you feel, right? 100%. And you know, like I survived the last one, you know, but I don't want to have it again. You know, so that last one, I knew I gave it to myself by drinking like 2 liters of soda every fucking day. Yeah. You know, back in the day. Nothing but like pizza and bullshit. I was depressed, even though, look, you know, I had girls all around me, bro. Everybody was envious of Devin. I had girls dripping off of me because of my talent. Not necessarily because they wanted my sexy body, but dude, I ate myself into a damn depression, and I gave myself diabetes and cancer. Kick the diabetes. That's fucked off now. I don't have that no cancer. More.
You kick the cancer. Kick diabetes.
Got rid of the cancer. Let me tell you something. If you never... I lived through chemo twice. The first time, I don't remember it. The second time, I'll never forget it. You understand what I'm saying? You don't want it. So get out there. Get active. Walk around. Hit some weights.
Focus on your health. Sugar. Got to focus on your health.
And I don't care. Look, you're going to hear us say this. If you tune in to us, how many times are we going to say this? Every time?
Every time.
Accountability, man. That's the accountability king. I don't know if you heard of him. Leonidas Miller 1. Leonidas underscore
all about
Miller
accountability.
1.
Leonidas underscore king. Miller 1.
He's not just accountable for relationship nonsense, right? He's not just holding you accountable for the stupid shit you do with your friends and your loved ones. He holds you accountable for the transition. Okay? That man wants you to be healthy. So do I. So why don't y'all take this journey with us? And look, you can go on this journey with us and lose some weight, have better relationships. And what else? What else? What else you got there, Leo, on that subject? Just to wrap it up.
Look, only thing I can say is start valuing people that value you when it comes to relationships, whether it's romantically or just through friendships. That's going to be the best thing. The best thing that ever happened to me was we became friends 21 years ago, was what, 18 years old, started working. And, you know, when I went through my first transformation, I lost 120 pounds. Divi was one of like 5 guys that did not judge me, supported it, whatnot. While everyone else who maybe I valued, you know, as my closest road dogs back then, they didn't. They thought I was changing. They didn't support it. None of that. And I saw that real quick and was like, I have my group of friends. And those guys hold me accountable and I hold them accountable, and they give me a place to like talk about emotions, because I also talk about mental health a lot. And the things that I'm talking about is the things that will help your mental and emotional well-being and being better and feeling better. And number one thing I can say is find friends who love you, support you, appreciate you for who you are, and ride with them. You know, ride them for the people who you think is worth something and value, but they don't care what happens to you. That's a waste. So that's
hell yeah, brother.
And that one.
Well, you know what? I am at Divi Up. I'm Divi. And you can find me at Divi Up, at Devin Visuals. And yeah, I'm pretty. So I'm actually, you know, I'm not bad to look at. So go ahead and you can hit my socials. Leo's not that great, you know, not that easy on the eyes over here, but
I'm not.
Why don't you tell them where they can find you anyway,
bro? But I got a voice. I mean, my voice, like, makes up for my looks, where my looks fail. And, yeah, you can find me on Instagram at Leonidas_Miller, on Twitch at Leonidas_Miller, and then TikTok is Leonidas_Miller1 on TikTok. And I have a YouTube channel starting up, Leonidas_Miller_official. Can't be having people making duplicates and everything else. So those are the four places you can find me. And obviously with me and Divi, with the Coyotes R Us, where we'll be here weekly.
Yes, sir. And we, and like I said, we are at Coyotes R Us. We are at YodiCast on YouTube. Again, we'll be going by crew. If you want to find us anywhere, I personally am going to have all the socials linked on every single video at the beginning and the end. So watch us through, check us out, support us. We love you guys. And all we want to do is help you guys and make you laugh. You know we get heavy every now and again, but pretty much we just want to make you guys laugh and point out some absurdities out here in the world and maybe broaden your mind a little bit to things you haven't thought about in a different way. And, you know, but overall, like, we're here to help. Our mission statement here at Coyotes R Us is to help, okay? We don't want to hurt. We're going to try to stay positive at most points, even though absurdity is our game and we're going to be pointed out. We're really just doing it to help, right?
That's right. And, you know, a big thing is because we are men, and one thing I do like to advocate for is men and their mental health and, you know, finding good friends, men who allow you to be yourself and talk about your emotions, because without this guy right here and a couple other guys, who knows where I would be right now. And we were always here for each other, and we figured that's one of the things we wanted to show people, was that there are men out here that will allow men to do that, to be yourself, to express yourself, and that everyone should find people like that. So we welcome everybody and open up for anyone who ever wants to talk. Just hit us up.
Absolutely. I'm actually glad you said that, because I was going to miss that. So I appreciate you saying that. Yeah, man, comments, direct messages, whatever. Guys, if you ain't got nobody to ask questions to, because we've done pretty well for ourselves in our life. You know, we know you haven't heard of us. You know, I mean, a lot of people have heard of him, but nobody's ever heard of me. I'm a behind the camera guy. This is my first foray out in front of the camera, guys. So you can ask me questions. You can ask me questions. You can ask him questions. If you want to bounce stuff off, if you need any kind of advice, doesn't matter, man. We've been through a lot of things, man. Together, separate, as friends, you know. So that's what we're here for, you know. Yeah, laugh and get some good advice, and you know, hopefully you had a good time and you learned something. So this has been Coyotes R Us, guys, and we're gonna see you next week. We're gonna drop every single Tuesday, okay? So we'll let you know if we don't drop, but our schedule is pretty much going to be every single Tuesday we're going to drop episodes, okay? So, yeah, Leo, always a pleasure. I'm going to call you after this. We're going to schedule a little, you know, a little dance lesson together when I come back on the coast for Mardi Gras.
Absolutely.
Not together, together, but in the same
time. I pick it. Look, it's okay if you want to dance with this beer, okay? I understand. Hey, it, man, is phenomenal.
Of course, of course. So we're going to, you know, there's, I think Monday, maybe that Monday, right? Fat Tuesday booked, for Saturday booked, Friday booked, Sunday's booked. So maybe Monday we'll get some, one of our DJ friends to throw a little salsa bachata night somewhere. And
hey, that's what we need. We need more of that. We need, right? We need more of that, bro. We need more of that.
But anyway, look, guys, we're out. Love you. Like, subscribe. Hit us on any of our socials. We love you. And again, this has been Coyotes R Us. See you next week.